This happened in September of 2022, and at the time I lived in Wisconsin. I was also a sophomore in high school. I met a 17-year-old named Austin at my summer job. He used to attend the same high school as me, but had been expelled for plagiarism. That's what he told me, and I didn't question it. You can be thrown out of a university for plagiarizing someone else's work, but high school would put you into detention at worst, leading me to believe that he was kicked out for a different reason. We became friendly, and he would pick me up and drop me off during the summer, whenever we had work, because I didn't have a driver's license at the time. I also want to point out that it was pretty obvious that he had a crush on me, but I didn't feel the same way about him. To clarify, he insisted on giving me a ride, and I even offered to give him money to cover gas. I was not leading him on in any way. Fast forward to the second or third week of school. Austin and I were driving home from a party that a mutual friend from school was throwing. Again, I needed a ride. When Austin pulled up to my house to drop me off, he finally popped the question.
"Hey, listen, I think you and I should go out sometime."
I'm sorry, Austin. I just don't have those kind of feelings for you. I would prefer if we stayed friends."
I could tell that my response really upset him. Looking back, I can see how he may have gotten the wrong idea. Please try not to judge me too harshly. The only excuse I have was that I was only a teenager back then. We waved goodbye to each other, and I went inside my house, took off my shoes, changed into my pajamas, brushed my teeth, and was ready to call it a night. Before I fell asleep, I got a text from a friend. What I read on screen is something I'll never forget. It was a paragraph-long message about how Austin had been secretly taking photos of me while I was sleeping in my bed, through my window. While that revelation was still sinking in, several photos of me sleeping came through. Apparently, Austin had been bragging about it at the party, and even showed off his collection, which found their way back to me. When you're hit with news like that, you feel cold. I knew that Austin had a thing for me, but I didn't think it would ever be something this twisted. On top of that, I was literally in the exact spot of where the photos were taken. The first thing I did was check my window and close my blinds. I then immediately sent him a text in all caps. "Never contact me again." He seemed to know right away why I said that to him, and quickly began to apologize and started playing the victim card. I felt like screaming after reading his pathetic texts, and then told him, "Lose my number and never speak to me again." Then I blocked him. I wasn't feeling tired anymore, and I got up to take some melatonin so I could fall asleep. I don't know how long I was out for, but I woke up to the sound of my window shattering. I sat up in bed to see a dark figure stepping through. I quickly got out of bed and ran toward the door. The figure moved to catch me, but slipped on a piece of broken glass and fell to the floor. When I looked back, I could see that the intruder was, in fact, Austin, and that he also had a knife in his hand. I started to scream hysterically. My dad quickly came out into the hallway, asking me what the hell was going on. All I could do was point to my bedroom door. When he rushed inside, Austin was gone. After I told my father who it was, he immediately called the police, and they arrived 10 minutes later, along with the paramedics. I didn't know it at first, but when I rushed out of my bedroom, my feet were cut on the broken glass. I had lost a lot of blood, and was now feeling dizzy. After I told the police my side of the story, the paramedics ended up taking me to the hospital, where I stayed overnight. It took the cops a while to track down Austin, but they eventually arrested him. During his sentencing, he addressed the court and admitted that he didn't know why he did it, and also expressed that he was in love with me. Austin was convicted of multiple felony charges. The prosecutor was able to uncover more evidence that proved he intended to kill me, so the final verdict was breaking and entering and attempted first-degree murder. A year later, he successfully appealed the murder charge. I don't know all the details, but his mental health and lack of criminal record before that night played a major factor. Austin is currently serving a 16-year prison sentence. Although justice has been served, I still get very skittish whenever I meet new people, especially men. I know I sound crazy, but I still have a lot of PTSD over what happened that night. I hope Austin goes to hell for what he did.
My wife passed away over 15 years ago caused by a drunk driver. After mourning for several long years, I decided that I'd try online dating to get my dating life back up and running. This was in the early 2000s, so the world of online dating was just being introduced. I signed up for Match.com, filled out the usual forms, and chose some photos of myself I thought looked presentable. Within a day, I had matched with a woman with similar interests. She had claimed to be just a little younger than I was, lived in the same town, and while she wasn't a 10 out of 10, she wasn't ugly. Her name was Alexa, and we hit it off well. We started off as online friends, but as time went on, I started to see her as something more than a friend. I decided I wanted to meet her, so I grew some balls and asked her out. Alexa, would you be interested in grabbing a drink at, say, the local bar? Alexa replied saying that she'd be happy to. She knew of my family situation about the passing of my wife, so she was very patient and understanding with me. The local bar is this country-styled pub where everyone in town hangs out. Before social media, the bar is how you knew where everyone was at. It was sort of the spot that only locals knew about. Our town doesn't get many tourists, so everyone pretty much knew each other. The bar is also a major gossip spot. We're a small town, so there are no secrets. Even the state police stop there, as well as truckers and stuff like that. I made a few trucker friends here and there, and pretty much got along with everyone. Alexa and I agreed to meet the next day, so I had to make sure I was ready for it. I haven't been on a first date in years, so I was understandably nervous as hell. I got cleaned up, made sure I had enough money, car was cleaned, and the usual pre-date preparations. The bar is only about 5 minutes from my house, so I get there a few minutes early to get situated. When I walk in and look around, Alexa was nowhere to be seen. I assume she must have been running late, so I took that chance to find a table and text her saying that I was here. Everyone in the bar began to stare and make comments on how I was dressed. The server, Gabriella, was a 19-year-old college student who is also the owner's daughter. Remember when I said the bar is a gossip spot? If you want to know what's going on, you ask Gabby. When times were slow at the bar, Gabby would go online and dig up some research about criminals and anything weird that goes on. They even have a bulletin board with pictures of all criminals and local pedophiles. Like I said, small town, no secrets. Gabby comes over to me, commenting about the way I was dressed and asked if I was on a hot date. When I told her that I was, she had asked if she could see a picture of my lady friend, and when I showed her, she got this strange look on her face. She muttered a nice comment and left to go get my drink. This was unusual for Gabby, because she chats everyone's ears off. So much that she sometimes forgets to give people their orders. I got a message from Alexa saying she was 10 minutes away and that she was caught in traffic. It was then when I noticed Gabby talking to other patrons, only for all of them to constantly glance over to me with this look I can't even explain. As I looked around the bar, I noticed that everyone would look away when I made eye contact with them. I got another text from Alexa saying that she was 5 minutes away. Gabby comes back with my drink and asks if she could see the picture of Alexa again. I gladly showed her. After seeing it again, she asks me, "You know who that is, don't you?" "It's Alexa," I replied. That's a guy dressed up as a woman. This guy likes to stalk people and lure them into taking people's money. He got out of jail 6 months ago for good behavior. I blurted out a what the hell as she said this. As it turns out, this guy enjoyed seeking pleasure of preying upon lonely men. Just like me. He was the black sheep from a very influential family that had relatives in law enforcement, local papers, county councils, the judicial system, and even school board positions. Alexa was charged with both stalking men and women on dating sites and would sometimes even go into their homes only to steal all of their valuables. Apparently, he even broke into the victims' homes before targeting them. From what Gabby had told me, he was in jail for 2 years and was released but given a deal from the county attorney's office with the following conditions. 1. Not to use dating sites. 2. Mandated management counseling to control his impulse. 3. To wear a monitoring device so he couldn't go back to his victims' homes. 4. Never to contact any of the victims. 5. He would be on probation for 4 years. Gabby had told me that she had called the police as this guy wasn't supposed to be on any dating sites. The police also requested for me to act calm and natural until they got there. I thought to myself, act calm? How the hell am I supposed to remain calm when this guy is dressed up like, and sounds like, a woman was hitting on me? I was beyond furious. I couldn't even find the right words to use to describe what I was feeling. However, I wanted to keep the peace, so I tried to pull myself together not to erupt into a raging madman. Right then, I received another text from her saying she was parking, and it was at that point where I wanted to go outside and kill the bastard. Gabby had told me that one of the truckers would protect me if things went south. A few seconds later, the door to the bar opened and the woman from Match.com appeared. A dead silence came over the bar. I waved half-heartedly while trying to keep my composure so I wouldn't find myself breaking his jaw. Gabby, very formal and politely, walks up to Alexa asking if she needed a table. Alexa replies, "Oh no, there's my date, over there." Just as that was said, two county sheriff cars pull in and the Alexa imposter flees, running out the door. He didn't get very far though. One of the officers got out and body slammed him to the ground. All the while, Alexa tried convincing the police that he was in fact a woman by faking the female voice I was all too familiar with. He was arrested and put in jail much longer than before. From that day forward, I swore to myself that I would never go on another online dating site again. I'm a 20-year-old college student, and this recently happened to me a few months ago. My dating life hasn't always been the best, but I've been with a few girls here and there. This was primarily because I didn't have the time to date, as my life was basically revolving around school. I'm currently majoring in engineering, so you could imagine how much schoolwork I was swamped with. Anyway, I had been at my friend's dorm one night who had just introduced me to his new girlfriend. They had apparently met over a dating site called Plenty of Fish, an app I've never heard of. She was nice, but as the night progressed, I started to become jealous of my friend's relationship. My desire to meet someone grew stronger than ever, and so I decided to try out online dating myself. I've never done online dating before, so all of it was new to me. My friend had recommended Plenty of Fish, as it was apparently the most reliable site out there. Just gotta say, paying $30 for a membership on a dating site is outrageous. I paid the fee and began creating my profile with info and pictures of me. The first week on the app, I matched with absolutely no one. The very few women I did match with either didn't bother messaging me back or were bots. This was one of the big reasons as to why I was not a fan of online dating. Reliable my ass. After a few days of getting basically zero attention, I sort of stayed off the app for a good while and continued with my normal life. About 2 weeks later, I'm at the movies with my friends when I get a notification from Plenty of Fish. I open the message to see that I had matched with this really cute girl who was just a bit younger than I was. She attended the same university as me and didn't live too far. She had messaged me wanting to know more about me and referred to me as a hunk. Hunk is slang for basically saying someone is attractive or good looking. Being the ecstatic guy I was, I gladly reply and tell her more about myself. My friends make a few comments about her, telling me how I was lucky and how I'd get laid. The usual comments close friends would sort of make. The person I had matched with was named Samantha, and we really seemed to connect. She was a gamer like myself, and we both shared similar interests, which is what made us connect even more. We chatted through the app for a good few days, and eventually led to SMS. Nothing was out of the ordinary, just casual talk and the iMessage games we played. However, little did I know that would all change in just one night when Samantha started being sexual with me. Of course, being the hormone-filled young adult I was, I decided to play along. We played it safe by sending photos of us removing our clothing until I eventually sent her a nude. Nothing really happened the rest of the night, but I noticed that she wasn't texting me the next day at all. This was unusual for her, as she's normally very responsive and fast. At one point, I was sitting at my desk studying for my midterm when I receive a call from her. She had never called me before, so I was kind of surprised, but picked up and greeted her. There was a long pause before I hear someone on the other end. However, on the other end was not Samantha at all. The voice on the other end was a man's voice saying, "What are pictures of you doing on my 15-year-old daughter's phone?" I felt my blood run cold and hung up the call immediately and deleted everything dating related from my phone. I was in a panic as I knew hanging up was the wrong move. Did this girl lie about her age? Was I a victim of some sort of trick? Then, all of a sudden, a text from her contact pops up that read, "You better call me back or you'll be in a prison cell within an hour." All I can remember was explaining to the supposed father that I didn't know she was underage and that her profile said she was 19. All I got in response, though, was how I was a monster, a pedophile, and how he was gonna lock me up. For a second, I really thought about my life being over. All my hard work and education being ruined because of this. He then presented me with a proposal. If I would send this man $1,000 for the deactivation of his daughter's phone, he won't call the cops. At the time, my bank account had about $700 in savings. It was my savings for a car, but I was prepared to give it to him if that meant I didn't have to be put behind bars. I had asked if I could call my family to help pay the remaining $300, and he said yes. After a whole ordeal with my parents, they sent me the rest of the money, but that my dad wanted to talk to this man. I'd say my dad sent over 100 messages to this man, threatening him in the worst way possible. All we got in response was that he hoped I would enjoy prison. My parents said I didn't have to worry about it as this was all likely a scam, an attempt to extort me because I was so young and naive. For the next couple weeks, I was paranoid that a police officer would come to my door with a pair of handcuffs with my name on them. However, no one ever came. The number I had saved for this guy ended up being disconnected after a week. Till this day, I still wonder if it really was just a ploy. Even if it was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. And if it wasn't, I guess it technically means that I'm guilty, even though I really never knew her real age. My parents are convinced that it was indeed a scam. I hope that you'll use my story as a sort of lesson to be learned about scams like this and the dangers of online dating. Be careful out there, folks. For the past year, I've been on a lot of online dating apps nonstop. I had recently broke up with my boyfriend due to his toxic behavior and knew I had to find someone else who would benefit me in life. Being a girl who had already graduated college, it was hard to find new people, so I turned to online dating. Sites like Tinder, OkCupid, Bumble, etc. One day, I had matched with a guy named Zach on Tinder who I enjoyed talking to really well. Based on his profile picture, he seemed cute and confident about his career and hobbies. We had messaged back and forth, and at one point he wanted to meet me. I've never been involved with the dating life since college, so I was very nervous. I told him that he could come over to my house, as my parents were out of town, and we could have the place to ourselves. He agreed with that idea and made plans for him to come over during the weekend. When the day finally came to meet Zach, I cleaned the house, dressed nice, and even made some fresh brownies for us. Fast forward to 3 p.m., I hear a knock at the door and go over to open it. Standing at the front of the door was a man I had never seen before greeting me. However, it was not at all Zach, and he didn't even look like him. He wore torn and dirty clothing and looked like he hadn't been to the gym in years. When I questioned him about why he lied about the photos, he said that was actually pictures of his nephew. At this point, I'm immediately creeped out, but I didn't want to be rude and kick him out. We both agreed to watch a movie on the couch, and I made sure to stay far away from him as possible. During the movie, I felt his eyes stare at me in this weird way I didn't understand. It was as if he were staring through my soul. It came to a point where I made up a lie saying that my parents were coming home and that he had to leave. Thankfully, he respected this and got up to leave. Before he did, he took out a pocket knife and said something that made my skin crawl. "I could have killed you today, Ashley." He jokingly chuckled as he made his way out of my house and into his old pickup truck. I never heard from Zach again, but this is one of the creepiest moments I've ever experienced. I'm now more aware of online dating, and I'll just stick to meeting people in real life.